Meanwhile, the others, now, if never before, feeling the need of shelter, were struggling through the blinding snow toward the broken sled, from which they had wandered a short time before while listening to the attempts made at solving the problem of getting on. "Isn't this awful?" gasped Ruth as she clung to Alice. "Awful? It's just glorious!" cried the young girl. "I wouldn't have missed it for worlds!" "Oh, Alice, how can you say so? We may all die in this terrible storm." "I'm not going to think anything of the kind," returned the other. "We'll get out of it somehow and laugh at ourselves afterward for being so silly as to be afraid. Oh, this is great!" She was really glorying in the fierce outburst of nature. Perhaps she did not understand or appreciate it, for she had never seen anything like it before, and in this case, ignorance might have been akin to bliss. But the others, especially the drivers of the two sleds, with anxious looks on their cold faces, were trying to seek the shelter they so much needed, and also looked to the restless horses. The animals were now almost frantic with their desire to get away from that cutting wind and stinging snow.
"Unhitch 'em all!" roared Mr. Mackesy to his men. "Take the horses from the sleds and get 'em back of as much shelter as you can find. Otherwise, they may bolt and upset something. I'll take old Baldface and see if I can't get some kind of help."